The internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones Sr., was one of God's great warriors for the faith. The message you will hear now, recorded during Dr. Jones' earthly ministry, illustrates his firm conviction that whatever the Bible says is so.
My friends, this is the sixth message in a series of 52 that I'm bringing on the Bible and what the Bible says. And I hope you have heard the messages have already gone. If not, hope you listen closely to this one. Now, what does the Bible say about God? That's very important, isn't it? All right. Somebody said, well, I know it's a God. Well, I can see what you meant. I look up at the sky and see the stars at night and wake up in the morning and watch the morning stand tiptoe on the horizon, shooting sunbeams at the vanquishing darkness of the night. Then I watch the sun go down at night and look at the exquisite tints of a golden sunset. And I say, there must be somebody made all these things. And there must be somebody giving orders to the sun and somebody lighting those stars. There must be a God. I could conclude there must be a God. Well, I couldn't prove it. I prove it to my own satisfaction that there is a God. But the kind of God he is, I couldn't know. I know he had all power. I know he's a great God, but what kind of a God is the God that made all that? Well, he's a creator, that's clear. Yes, that's great, wonderful. He had to be a great creator. But, you know, he might be a great creator and not be a good God. I might begin to reason about him. You know, you see a world full of sin and suffering and sorrow, babies crying pain, old men lean on the cane, fall into the grave a little later. Suffering in this world, people are crying everywhere, and the world's filled with graveyards. What kind of a God is it? You wouldn't know a thing in the world about God if the Bible didn't tell you what kind of God he is. You might assume there was a God. Isn't it a strange thing that people try to make their own gods, see? Everybody wants a God, you know, some kind. But, you know, some people don't want the God of the Bible. When Jesus Christ was on this earth, they weren't against him because he was bad. They were against him because they were bad and he was good. The world's not against God because he's a bad God. They're against him because he's a good God and a fair God and a just God. That's the reason against him. Now, the Bible reveals God, tells what kind of God he is. Well, what kind of a God is he? Well, first, people go around now telling you that God is a... Oh, he loves everybody, and he's such a God of love. And they've emphasized that love in such a way until they've turned God Almighty, the omnipotent, omniscient God, into a sort of a weeping, sobbing, and needy old woman. Now, we've got to get back to another conception of God, and that's the conception set forth in the Bible. First, God is a holy God. Let's understand that. The Bible sets God over as a holy God. He tells you to do something, you do it and take the consequences. God will not do wrong. I'll never forget as a young fellow when I saw this in the Bible. It changed the whole thing to me. Of course God's a God of love. The Bible says he's a God of love. The Bible says God so loved the world he gave his only begotten Son that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The measure of the love of God is the measure of his gift of his Son. When he let his only begotten Son come from the noonday of heaven to the midnight of earth, and let people spit in his face, and let them drive nails through his hand, and put a crown of thorns on his brow, and hang him on a cross, and mock him as he hung there in nakedness to die a shameful death of crucifixion to save sinners. Yes, that's the love of God. But back of that was something else. Back of that was the holiness of God. Now, don't get shocked. Listen. God let Jesus Christ die on a cross so he could be just. And the justifier of sinners that would accept his Son. That's one of the most overwhelming ideas that ever got into my heart. Did you know what had happened? God Almighty would let the human race go to hell before he'd do wrong. God will not do wrong. Now you get that straight. God refuses to do wrong. He never has done wrong. He never will do wrong. He's a God of infinite wholeness. Now that God that sits on the throne of this universe would not only let the human race go to hell, but he'd take all the angels in heaven and throw them into hell before he'd do wrong. And so God Almighty, who loves sinners in spite of all this, loved the fallen race God let his son come down from heaven to earth to die on the cross to save poor, lost, miserable sinners. Now, what did he do? That made it possible for God to be just and justify sinners. I remember I've been in my evangelistic work, and you've heard the same thing many times. People say to me, I just don't think God could save him. He was the meanest man I ever knew in my life. Listen, God Almighty can pick up the vilest sinner that ever lived and never soil his hands. Why? Well, Jesus Christ, his son, came down from heaven and went up on a mountaintop and hung there in agony and shame on that cross. And all the sins of those who lived before that day, and the sins of those who are living then, the sins of those who have lived since that time, and the sins of generations unborn, all the sins of the human race were gathered there at Calvary and laid upon the innocent life of the Son of God. And this God Almighty, on the throne of this universe, can now take up the vilest sinner that will accept his plan of salvation and be saved. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't it wonderful, as the Bible teaches, that God can be just and justify any sinner that will accept what he's done? Now, God's a great God. I remember one time I heard a man lecture on God, preach on God, and he towered up higher and higher and higher. And then after a while, he stopped for a minute and looked out at the crowd. He said, God can crush the greatest minds the world's ever known under the weight of one atom, and drown all the intellects in the world in one drop of water. What a God. What a God. Did you ever stop to look out at the universe and think what a God? Did you ever look through a telescope at the stars and think what a God? But what about this God? Well, you say, he's my father. Well, is he? He's not your father if you're not a Christian. You can't call God father unless you're born again. We're children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. I become God's child because I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior. And then I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. What does the world say about God? Well, he said he created the heavens and the earth. He's a creator. Made everything. And not only that about it, he holds together everything. Did you ever stop to think what a job it would be for you to run a universe like this? You couldn't do it, could you? But God Almighty can. You couldn't control a storm cloud. You couldn't bring the sun up in the morning. But God Almighty holds the universe together. By him all things consist. Jesus Christ was God manifest in the flesh, and he made all things, and by him all things hold together. The universe holds together. The stars don't fly off. Here are people now trying to explore the moon. They're trying to shoot the moon, do this and do that and do the other. Go as far as you can, and there's still a distance beyond you can't go. Back in the old day after the flood, they said, let's have one world, and we'll build us a tower, and we'll climb up into heaven. You can't climb up and reach God. God has to come down to you in the person of his Son and reach you. So the Bible sets forth God. All right? A God that's just, a God that won't save people, but a God that won't save them unless he can do it in a just way. You know, I'd rather have a just God, the head of this universe, than have a soft God hand you. You know, this is a big universe. You know, you might have a sort of a tender feeling for a weak softy, but you'd like to have a man in the White House, or if you lived in another country, a king on the throne that had some backbone, hadn't you? Well, God said that he wouldn't let you get away with sin. He'll visit the iniquities of the father upon the children, the third and fourth generation. God Almighty says you've got to live right, or you're gone. And you haven't lived right, but his son died to save you. If you want to be saved, you can be saved. But you've got to come my way. There's no other way. Now, thank God that the God of this universe is my father. Years ago down here in Georgia, there's an old man told me a story about a fellow that used to be an infidel, used to get out and curse God. See? And one day his little girl was playing under the tree, and a storm was coming, and lightning struck the tree and killed the little child. And the man picked up his dead child and took it in the house and went out and shook his fist at the cloud and cursed God. And the neighbors began to gather in, and he went to work to warm some water to wash the little baby's body and shroud her for the grave. And he reached down to pick up an axe handle, and when he picked up an axe handle, an insect on that handle bit him, and he died of blood poisoning in 48 hours. God didn't have to have a thunderbolt or a flash of lightning. All he had to do was to hide an insect under the handle of an axe. And That's all God needed to kill that poor old fool. Say, do you ever stop to think up at the sky and think of that God? And if you're a Christian, how wonderful it is to know He's your Father. And you can call God your Father. Your Father. Yes, my Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, what does he say? He says, no good thing will I withhold him that walks uprightly. That's what the Bible says about God. Like the father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Like one whom his mother comforts, so the Lord comforts. Yes, if God Almighty loved me enough to let Jesus die for me, at that time which he thought of, let his son go to the cross and bear my sins there, I think he'll take care of me, don't you? Don't you think so? Say, what do people do without God? I often think about it. What are some of you folks? How do you get along, some of you folks? Oh, you say, I think it's a God. Well, how do you get along without knowing him as your Father? You can't know him. You can trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. And the first picture of God, as I'm going to show you in a future message, after the fall of man, was to clothe them in the skins of animals, which was to be a type of the robe of righteousness which Jesus Christ would purchase on the cross when he died on Calvary's cross to save people. Now, if you don't know this God, the God of the Bible, he's the only God in the universe. All we know about is what the Bible says. I might guess he's a God. I might guess he was a great God. I might decide he's a wonderful God, but if I didn't have the Bible, what did I think when little babies cry in pain? What did I think when a mother takes a little baby, dead baby, and puts a baby in the coffin? What did I think about people if God isn't what the Bible says? Oh, men and women, you talk about God being your Father. You're not in line with Scripture if you're not saved. Because the Bible makes it plain that we're children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. And you can become a child of God. You do it right now because he's able to save unto the uttermost all who come to him by faith in Jesus Christ. Our Father, we pray today for these who may have listened to us that may not know thee. Help them to trust thee. You loved them so much you gave your son to die for them. And help them to trust you as their Savior and to be surrendered and yielded to you. Hear us for somebody. When we get to heaven sometime, may we find somebody because of this message today. And keep us all us Christians true to thee for Jesus' sake. Amen.
You've heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. If you're interested in an educational institution which stands without apology for the old-time religion, the absolute authority of the Bible, which emphasizes the fundamentals of the faith and has high cultural and academic standards, write to Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614. Listen next week at this time for another message from The Word of Truth, sponsored by Bob Jones University.